Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Love is blind.
Remember how I said Chris was not hot?
Yeah.
He's a real pretty crier.
I wrote that down too. He is a gorgeous crier. He's a
gorgeous crier. And then I just started him like us. We would get together. We'd have like three or four beers. He would start talking to me about something painful. It's like he lost a sports game, but the buzzer went and he didn't make the shot. He'd start crying. And then I put his head on my shoulder and I just rub his head and then I'd suck his dick. I'm into it now.
I knew we'd get there. That crying. Y'all, that's crying you pay for.
That was gorgeous.
That's like, I got sent away to a film academy to learn to cry.
The Meryl Streep School.
Boy. She did it.
Turn on Timey.
Oh, yeah, I need to.
Timey, you're our only hope.
Oh, that was something.
I'm into it now. Don't know what that says about me.
And guess what, y'all? Johnny's having second thoughts because you knew she would.
You knew she would.
I clocked it. I mean, something about her is...
Oof. Well, she wants to be wanted.
It's more than that.
She does,
it's more than that.
Yeah.
She's choosing patterns.
That we say that people, we've never said that actually on Love is Blind, but y'all, this is, we've said it on 90 Day recent that people don't choose what they want. They choose a pattern.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very difficult.
Choose what's familiar.
Yeah. It's really hard to choose outside of that familiarity. Yeah. I can't say that.
Familiarity.
Merry Millions. Oh, Merry Millions, come back.
This is the.
I was too young quoting that as a kid. Were you a little kid and you go, "Come back, come back"?
What is that?
Shut up.
What?
You know what movie that's from?
No. Can you tell
what?
Me that? It's a common phrase.
No, it's not. I even extended my hand out the way she did, making fun of her. When Dorothy is crying in the crystal ball going, come back, come back. And the witch walks in and goes, come back, come back.
Oh, yeah, that. Yeah. Sorry.
I guess you didn't quote The Wizard of Oz when you were a little boy.
How dare you slander me in this way?
Just me.
We used to watch it every Christmas because it would come on around Christmas.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. It would sometimes be like at my father's family's Christmas gathering, and I would the TV would be on in the kitchen, and I'd be in there with the women watching the Wizard of Oz while the men talked.
That sounds lovely. I would have loved that Thanksgiving and Christmas. Loved it.
Yeah, I like to be in the kitchen with the women.
I will say
I was a kitchen boy.
So was
come at us if you were a kitchen boy.
And if you've come at us if you got a kitchen boy.
Or if you got a little kitchen boy.
Then y'all know what that means.
Not always. But it's a good chance.
There's something about
kitchen boys.
I just saw that some other TV service that I'm using now is gonna get raised itself like $9 more a month. And I'm like,
thieves.
I think it would be cheaper for me to get cable again. I really kind of think so.
And then you mean your streaming services?
Yes. Yeah. And then I got to thinking, well, how sad. We don't have really these television events anymore. I mean, we have Love is Blind. Like, we have a Netflix binge.
The only reason I still have cable is, let me tell you why. So when it's what I call, I'm done for the day, or I'm just like, I need something to let my mind go. Mm-hmm. I can turn on the TV and go around to a couple of channels, because sometimes I don't want to make an event. I don't want to choose. I can watch something that I don't have to put a big amount of emotional intent to choose.
Turn on and there's an episode of Law and Order.
Or there's an episode of Forensic Files. Or there's an episode of Seinfeld.
Like, you can walk away in the middle of it.
Yes.
I agree with that.
And that is the only reason I still have cable.
I'm thinking about it, because you can kind of do that on YouTube TV, but then you have to log in, click on the thing. I just want to turn my TiVo on. God, I miss TiVo.
And I'm okay with going to streamers for, like, if I'm going to watch a show like Wheel of Time. Like, that's something I can't wait to watch that. But sometimes I just want to watch something and, like, it doesn't have to engage my full interest. But I don't want to choose that off of a streamer.
Young people don't know what we're talking about, because they don't. But I think our generation, probably a lot of you, I bet, miss just
channel surfing,
flipping through the channels.
Yeah, go to Law and Order about it's rape.
You're right.
And then
Romancing the Stone.
Forensic Files about a dead body of a child.
Oh, God, I'm trying to do something
heavy. Then I'll go to America's Test Kitchen.
Which I don't watch anymore now that I don't have cable.
You're missing a lot.
I am.
You're missing a lot.
They had like a reality show.
They did.
They did. Did you watch it?
No.
I would have.
I heard it was good.
I might get cable now. You might have convinced me.
Episode 2 of Love is Blind.
Love is Blind.
Can I talk to you for real?
Yeah,
for real,
up?
For real?
What's up?
That's the name of the episode.
Oh. Well, you can talk to me for real.
The men are discussing which animal they would fight.
And Milton can't find a cooler.
Also, the women are discussing the origin, if it's robbing the cradle or rocking the cradle.
It is robbing.
It is. Like, because you're taking the baby.
Actually, it is both. You can rock the cradle, too.
But yes.
Robbing the cradle, they mean two different things.
One is rocking the baby to lull it to sleep.
But isn't that also expression like, oh, I don't know if you want to say something. You don't want to rock the cradle.
That's not an expression.
What? Rock the boat.
Yes.
Rock the boat. Hey, yeah. Rock the boat.
So they're very different expressions.
They're very different, actually.
But when
I'm
you
gonna walk
rob
that
a, when you rob a cradle, you are stealing the baby. You are stealing a younger person.
Boy, this... I don't think Elizabeth Smart likes that expression.
Oh. That's really awful.
Well, she doesn't.
They took her from her house.
That's what I'm saying. It's triggering.
Wow.
She didn't even have her harp.
I don't think she said, wait, let me get my harp.
Well.
I think that would have been hard to get her out of the house.
It all worked out because she hose pressed your luck.
Y'all tell us where you were. I can remember exactly. We were on my couch in my old apartment.
That should have brought it up.
One of the classic lines, I think, was voted one of the best when we had the Lodies.
The Lodies.
The Lodies.
I think it was when
in San Diego.
When I confused Elizabeth Smart and Elizabeth
Banks.
Banks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think Elizabeth Smart's hosting some show now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Good for
about
her.
Kidnapped children.
Well, I wonder if she got tips from Elizabeth
Banks. It's her wheelhouse.
It's her wheelhouse, yeah.
I guess it was either that or a show about harps.
That good for she's doing something, putting good in the world.
I
trying
agree.
To help people.
Totally
good for
agree.
Her.
Meanwhile, it's beach setup for Lydia and Milton, two people who really don't need to be together.
This is so clunky watching them. It is. The deal is, y'all, Milton is a nerd. He doesn't know how to emotionally relate to people. And Lydia is just walking wound and just wants someone to pee on her. I mean, love
like
her.
Like a jellyfish.
Yeah, sorry.
Someone to that pee on her. Pee on me.
Yeah. But no, I actually wrote, this is difficult to watch.
It was. I'm really worried they're going to put these two people together.
I think so. Milton already thinks they're in love.
It's going to be a beautiful disaster, as Kelly Clarkson says.
Yes. Yes. A beautiful disaster.
Lydia basically says, she's like, things aren't really the way I expected them to be in here. And talking about, he's like, oh, you can tell me. And I'm like, so you're going to tell him about how you just got rejected. You're going to decompress about another guy to him.
Yeah. That's normal.
And then she says, this is what's interesting.
She should be doing this with all the women.
Exactly. She says, one of my strongest connections just cut me off. And Lydia says, I don't know. I don't think we've ever been like vulnerability. I don't think we've ever been vulnerable with each other. And this is what's interesting. For, again, this idea of vulnerability doesn't mean I need you to tell me something about the time you were touched in your parish or some kind of trauma that happened. It just means real talk.
Real, yeah.
And I think for Lydia, this means I need for us to have talked about something emotional so I can be emotional. But that's not true. I think all that needs to happen is she just needs to say, this happened to me, and be honest about it, and it would be okay. Yeah. And
also,
he's like, I can be vulnerable, and obviously this guy can't.
And even when he is vulnerable, she kind of talks over him a little. I really like Lydia. I think she seems like she really is trying to be a good person. But I used to do this to an extent. And I realized sometimes somebody would be talking about something and I was so desperate to validate them because my inner yearning is to always constantly validate someone else.
No.
And so don't worry. I've learned to not do it from being friends with you. I don't give a fuck. And so
I never got a single validation from you.
Keep waiting. I learned it from watching you, Dad. So she almost like doesn't interrupt, but it's almost like if there's a breath where it seems like he's finished talking, she goes, yeah, just like da 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 da. And I just went, pause, breathe with him.
Lord, she's a mess. And
just breathe with him.
And then he says, I'll be honest. You're my strongest connection. And even though, y'all, that's when I said, this is getting into what?
Sorry, I heard banging, thumping.
Oh, I didn't. Oh, you know what that is? That is my neighbor. And it sounds like they're putting on gigantic snowshoes to walk.
It shook the floor.
That when they throw out garbage, they have those strong of a steps. I don't get it.
Poodle is with loud people.
They do. And the woman who's always on her phone.
Speaker.
So he says, this is like a Kyle Shayna situation where Kyle basically says, you're my strongest. And Shayna's like, kind of didn't know what to do.
Yeah. Great OnlyFans now, Kyle.
Really?
Oh.
Better not be on the company card.
So anyway, so Lydia.
What does he show?
Everything. He's fucking.
No, he's not.
Yes.
With a girl?
Well, yes.
Big dick?
It's not bad. He knows how to fuck, though.
Really?
He can stroke.
Wow.
Yeah, who knew?
This better not be on the company card.
It's not.
Maybe. Anyway. And
it's a write-off.
He says things like, you'd be a really good mother. And I'm like, you don't know her.
When he said that, I went, abort, abort, abort.
Alert, 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 alert.
You don't know her well enough to be a mother.
And
I think she could be? Maybe.
The interesting thing is, they're not even having the same conversation.
Yes.
Yes.
Sorry, I said that like you were wrong, and I meant to be.
You pointed at me when, like Jay Bird, don't you stick your finger in that cat's ass?
Jay Lean Bird, you stop putting your hand down that little boy's pants.
Jay Lean Bird.
You are exactly right. They are having two different conversations. Just goes,
she's like, I think you'd be a good mother. And I want you, I want to know how to open it in front of others. And she says, and he's like, I'm not really an outgoing guy. It seems like I'm always in a rush. And it seems like I feel really stupid every day.
Well, we talked about his parents were really strict. And so yeah. that when he was a kid, he felt stupid because he went to school in Japan and he was not a good student there and made bad grades. Yeah. And then he came out here and he actually skipped grades and found out he was really smart.
Got his associate's degree in high school.
Uh-huh. And he said, so, but I was just thinking about things constantly as a young age, but I'm not bold or confident. So I hold things inside.
And y'all, she's so in her own world. Oh, she can barely listen to him.
He says that and her response is, I want to hug you. He's like, I thought about you last night.
I wrote down, she would eat him alive.
Now, she brings up the age thing. And he said, you know what? I wish, and I agree with him. He said, I wish I never would have told anybody in here my age. And he should have done that because he does act older than 24. He seems to. And she said, that's not.
24 is young.
It is. But again, you don't know somebody's past. Whereas this guy had to grow up very young. And she says, you know what? I'm not going to hold your age against you anymore.
And she's a young 30.
So, because, y'all, good thing about, though, if you get them when they're 24, 25.
You can teach them how to fuck.
Yep. That's exactly what I was going to say. And they'll go just going.
They're young enough at 24 to learn to fuck.
Yes.
After 28, they're almost unteachable.
Yeah. It's like, old dogs, new tricks.
Mm-hmm.
Not going to work.
But old... Male old to learn is different than female old. I think women can learn things.
I think women are always learning.
Yep.
I don't think women ever stop learning.
No. Taylor and JP, this is interesting. I think this was a weird edit where she's like, tell me more about your childhood.
Cut to him crying.
And it didn't take long.
If that was not the edit... If you just ask someone, tell me about your childhood, and they go, it was not a good childhood.
And y'all,
and I don't think it was.
I think this man probably has never been vulnerable with another human being.
No. He's crying and saying, I hate crying.
And then he says, my mom was a really... Now, you can tell his word choice is really interesting all the way through. My mom was a really angry person. She mostly took it out on my sisters. She would wake them up and trash the room and everything. So this is, know that he is sugarcoating things. And the phrase is, my mom was a really angry person. Y'all, this sounds like the mom, to me, when it says...
It sounds like a Lifetime movie.
Yeah. He says that the mom was harder on her sisters because she did not want them to turn out like she did. This seems like it probably had something to do with religion or maybe accusing the women of like being sluts or something like that.
And drugs or alcohol too. I mean, that's my grandma Hazel did.
Yeah.
She called Darla and Peggy a slut. Since they were little bitty.
And the guy's like, she's really sweet now, but it was not good.
Grandma Hazel never got sweet. Not after
especially after the tornado.
She got thrown by that tornado. She was mean after that.
As a child.
Picked her up and threw her half across Love County.
As a child, did you understand that your grandmother Hazel wasn't kind?
Yeah. She loved us, but we knew like she'd be hateful.
She was hateful.
We say there, she's a hateful person.
Got it.
And I mean,
but it was bipolar disorder almost certainly, right?
I actually think not bipolar. I think my grandma probably had borderline.
Oh,
which is even worse.
Can't be really medicated.
No, and especially back then. But I think. And also just the effects of severe
trauma.
Her mother was terrible to her.
Mm-hmm.
Her daddy was always so sweet to her. But when they were coming back from the Dust Bowl to California, a semi-truck went the wrong way and sideswiped in, and her daddy died out over by Amarillo.
There's, I don't know why.
She never was the same too after that.
Every time I hear the phrase Dust Bowl, I think there's nothing sadder. Somehow it manages to be sadder.
It affected a lot of people out in Oklahoma.
Yep. I just think of the end of The Grapes of Wrath when the child starts breastfeeding from the woman.
We watched...
Spoiler alert!
Spoiler alert. We watched that movie in high school, and I don't even remember it.
That is the end! How could you not remember that?
I remember that
movie. Did they cut it because they were afraid?
We missed it. I remember kind of watching the movie, but not being able to watch it because it was really hard for me to watch.
It's extremely sad.
It's a very sad movie.
Yeah. And a very political novel. I'm kind of surprised that...
No, we read it and watched it.
Yeah.
I don't remember reading it at all. My memory's terrible. I can't even tell you a thing about that
Shocker.
Book. I mean, I don't remember a damn thing.
I know. I deal with it daily.
I worry about myself.
Me too. I think you should be studied. It would necessitate... killing you.
to dissect my brain.
Yeah. We'd have to euthanize you. But
a lot of gray matter
in there, y'all. I think it's worth it for science. So later on, y'all, JP and Taylor are talking about I've never been as comfortable with anyone as you. And then what was something you most regret? He's like, and she said, I would most regret not saying I love you. He's like, I love you too. What do you think about this? Does everything feel too rushed or is the edit?
Well, we've talked about that. Love is Blind. They've got to get everybody out by episode 4.
Everyone's out of the pods, I think, by episode 3.
Is it 3?
I think so.
So they get everybody out quick. That's the main thing of this show. They're not going to do this. I think this show.
Maybe it is 4.
I think this show could be an episode longer, and I think they could stay in the pods for like 5 episodes.
Me too.
But we don't see that. So it feels rushed, but I think they had a lot of time together.
Yeah.
It does.
They seem very comfortable.
They seem very emotionally comfortable with one another. That's why it doesn't seem.
And then he says that, and she says at the end, and I thought this was really interesting. I didn't think you'd get there with me.
When he said that, I went, oh, okay.
No, she said this.
Or she said, when she said that, I went, oh, y'all spent time together.
That's what I said. That's what I thought, too. Yeah. And the weird thing is, she's been falling for this guy for a long time. You can tell.
Yeah.
Later on, Aaliyah is basically saying, Uche and I have to meet each other halfway. There are issues he needs to work on. I'm like, how are you even considering talking to this man again?
Lydia's trying to pump her up before she goes in. She's like, remember, he doesn't get to define who you are. He can't get arrogant. He can't get superior. So I was like, okay, Lydia, good talk, good talk. And I thought, Aaliyah, don't cave.
What happens?
She caves.
And he is somehow even worse.
She walks in and says, I feel like you're condemning me and judging me for what I told you. It made me feel like...
And I went, yes, you say that, Aaliyah.
Yeah, she said, it made me feel like that I wasn't worthy of being with you. And he goes, did I say those words? And she went,
again,
yes, you did say that.
I had to pause.
You did say that, you asshole.
He couldn't even validate what she said.
No, it took him... Because she said, you said that. And then he goes, oh, then I apologize.
I wrote
down. In the most robotic form.
I wrote down, and it was almost like conditional still. Well, if I said that, I apologize.
Yeah.
I wrote down, monster! I wrote down. And then he says, if I apologize, I apologize. That's not what I meant. In other words, I didn't mean to say that.
Gaslighter.
This, denier. Y'all. The term gaslighting is overused, but
that's what that is.
Is what this is.
Is when he's telling her that, y'all, we saw it. We have the evidence to know it's real.
And the gaslighting you did to me about the balloons.
There weren't any balloons.
Where I actually thought I was having an optical hallucination where balloons happened on Zencastr, and I was told that I must be making things
up. I think Christina added them in post.
I'm still a little, I hope it happens again, but I think if it ever happens again, you will still deny it.
Well, Mary Payne got goosebumps about it because I was telling her about it when I was guesting on her show a couple weeks ago. And she said, Matt, when did this happen again? I said, it happened on my dad's birthday because Sissy thinks it's my dad. And she was like, it was your dad. She's like, it's birthday balloons on his birthday.
But why wouldn't you have seen it instead of
maybe
me?
Maybe my dad knew I was already seeing his birthday. He wanted you to see his birthday.
I don't give a shit about your dad's birthday.
Well, maybe he wanted you to. Maybe he wanted you to.
Your dad's heavenly birthday.
It's heavenly birthday.
Actually, I'm happy you celebrate your father's heavenly birthday. But honestly, I'm glad. I'm glad he's having fun. I'm not going to celebrate it.
You would if I brought cake.
That's different. Because cake is important.
It's true.
I'd do a toast to him then.
You would. Free alcohol and cake. So she even says, if you told that to me, I wouldn't react that way at all. And he's still so defensive. And he's like, so.
Do you think we'd never have another argument before if we got married?
What did you think of his reasoning of, so I reacted that way because I've had a hard time trusting people. And
that's,
I think it's
your issue.
Well, he said that's something more, that's more of my issue. And I care about you. And I think it scares me. So it
love
literally
bombing.
Is, it literally is.
Destroy you.
I don't
love
mean
bomb.
To treat you this way. I just love you so much.
Yep.
I don't mean to hit you, Connie.
I don't mean
but
to
I just
hit you.
Love you.
But I love you.
I love you too much. That's why I hit you.
And then he says in the same breath, because I'm falling for you, love bomb. But so now her choices are, oh shit, he really just professed his love for me. I guess I now have to accept his apology.
I guess so.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know the song The Scientist about me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Maddie, this reminds me. You know that song from the Four Tops? Can't Help Myself.
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline.
Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC.
For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring.
Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreaux!
They said next time it would be $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow-knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cup my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that it would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men.
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's Quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
Quince.com/realitygaze.
This was chilling!
He said, what should I have seen from you? What? She said, and she basically says, it wasn't easy for me to tell you that. And he said, I understand if I want someone to be honest, I need to create an environment where they feel comfortable telling me things. And then that's when he finally said, I feel so sorry for making you feel that way. It was like a hint, but there's no connection to emotions.
He gets there, but it's through a logic way. It's like, oh, I understand you feel a certain way, but it's not, it never goes inside him.
It's still, and then what goes back, Lydia nailed it when she said, he's not superior to you. I thought that's an interesting word to use. You've had conversations with this guy.
Yeah, I love,
so you know him.
I love Lydia for being a good friend.
Oh, I love and love them together. But when he immediately, he says, I'm sorry for making you feel that way. She says, thank you for saying that. And then his next thing is, do you forgive me?
Yep.
And I wanted to,
because I've just love bombed you.
Don't ask people when you apologize. Don't ask them if they forgive you. Apologize to them and say, I am so sorry. That I hurt you. I'm sorry for blah, 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 blah. Now you can say, I hope in time when you're ready, you can forgive me. You can say that if you want. But this,
or that's about him. He's wanting to,
I wouldn't even
forgive
say that.
Me?
I would just apologize and let it be.
He's wanting, do you forgive me so he can feel better about himself?
Yes.
That's all he wants.
Let it be. Let it be.
Let it be. Cough, Chaperd. Do you forgive me?
But so, of course, she says yes. And he says, I don't want to lose you. And she's crying, saying, I don't want to lose you either.
Do you know
I went, they're going to be together.
I know. And then at the very end, she said this. It was almost like she had a premonition of her future. And she said, you sure know what to say. It's that poetry coming out. And I went, it's sad.
He's an attorney.
Yeah.
He literally makes money manipulating people's minds with his words.
They showed him.
Boy, that was a really dark way to describe attorneys. I didn't mean it that way. But you do write briefs. You give.
If the tort fits.
Well done. You write briefs. You speak to persuade
people.
That's
your job.
It's your job.
Now, the thing is, if you watched his other interactions, he was also interrogating them. He was also doing rapid fire questions to gain. I'm telling you, this guy's Patrick Bateman.
He's not in touch with his emotions at all.
Yeah. Anyway, Stacey and Izzy.
Woohoo! Izzy, I'm fun girl!
Let's do some games. I'm gonna kick your ass.
Yeah.
Games keep you young and son of Botox. Anyway. Then
keeping
says,
doing games keeps you young, and I want to be young in Botox.
I feel like I can be myself with you. It's like, is there passion? There's rough passion. I think this guy wants to fuck her voice.
That did make me attract him a little bit more.
So, y'all, he's like, do you think you can keep up with me? And he's like, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I could.
We're not there yet. We're going to save the... Sorry, you got to pay for it. But, y'all, about 4 or 5 episodes in, Poodle will use the gift with all the guys we've met.
I already have thoughts. And I already know who's got the biggest.
But we
dick.
Don't know. But we don't know who the other men are.
I can guess the five.
So we will let you know. We're not going to tell you now. You got subscribe to RG Plus.
Mm-hmm.
Poodle doesn't give the gift away.
No,
for free. Well, he does.
I give a lot away for free, just not the gift.
Yes.
So Izzy is basically saying, "I like that you're not vulnerable."
I had
fun with you. It was so honest.
It was so honest and just different than everybody else.
And Stacey's like, yeah, I'm a much more fun ride. Woohoo!
Yeah, why do you want to get deep?
And then Stacey does. She does slip thing and say, you give me butterflies. Basically means I want to hump you. I want to ride that dick.
I don't know how I understand it. I think Izzy, especially the more that we learn about him later, Izzy does need someone that wants to caretake him a little bit. I think he wants that. I don't think he got that. And so for Stacey to say, yeah, I've never failed anything. I know what I want and I go after it. I could give two fucks about what somebody says the way. I don't think you're going to get a nurturer from Stacey.
You're not going to.
No.
Yeah. No. So Chris and Johnny are having a spa pod. And
wearing spa shoes and
he's laughing and giggling. Being goofy. And he says, this is a really sweet thing. And I feel like one of her big issues is she doesn't feel like she deserves it. She doesn't believe she deserves someone to take care of her.
I agree with that.
Which is how codependent she is.
I agree with that. Yeah.
Because she said, my family and I play celebrity. I can imagine these family gatherings are boring as fuck.
Oh, I thought fun. You're just playing celebrity with your family. lying at your Aunt Carol.
No, I'd be out there smoking.
No,
she's like pointing at her boobs, you know, and then like pointing at her boobs and
they
saying
all
it's a
laugh.
Movie. And she's trying to say, it's platoon.
At least at my family gathering, someone's crying in the back room because someone complained about macaroni and cheese.
Yeah, I think that you had a very singular experience.
At least it's interesting. So he said, I can see you sitting on the couch and I can picture you there, which I think is a really, it's a nice way to say, I can see you as part of my life.
I think if you're close to your family and you cannot see someone you're thinking about marrying interacting with your family, that's a red flag.
Yeah. So he says that, and he says, I haven't stopped smiling since I've been here with you. And then he just says, I'm in love with you.
Thanks.
That's basically it. And she says, I can picture a future with you for sure.
Because he's like, I really see myself marrying you.
And then she's like, so Chris is like something, kind of something, but I have a fifth grade crush on Izzy. Again, this is your fucking pattern of this guy you have a crush to, because there's something, a caretaking impulse and also a wild impulse that you have. You like, not a full-on bad boy, but you need to have a little bit danger. And you need that, and anything that you consider safe is nice, but you're worried that means you won't fall in love with them. Yes, I just read myself.
I was letting you get there. I was letting you get there. So Izzy tells us his family was a Jehovah's Witness.
Yep.
That like he even had to hide the fact of playing sports, and if there was a dance, he would be sitting in the room.
He didn't go to an Easter egg hunt.
No,
his father
got really angry. Really angry. So I think he had very strict parents. And Izzy said, my father yanked me out of Easter and I went to my cousin's house crying. And my cousin said, why are you upset? He's not your real father anyway.
Go gunk.
And Izzy said, baking powder, excuse me. So he started bawling.
Excuse me.
He's lost. So literally he felt like he didn't have a real family.
Yeah.
So.
And this, y'all. Johnny's basically finger blasting herself over there.
Yeah.
Because this is someone I can take care of.
She's like, I can't wait to be with someone's family and their traditions. And he says, I want you to be certain. Even the way he asks her, he needs a lot of validation.
Yep.
Because it's very obvious she wants to be with him. And
she's so ready for it.
But are you sure?
Yep.
They're missing the cues. She's giving it to him and he keeps saying, do you want to be with me? Do you see yourself with me? And it's finally, she has to say, it's you.
Yep.
And then he finally gets it.
JP and Taylor. She is taking her socks off with her teeth, which did not do a lot of things for me.
I don't like that.
But hi, sugar butt.
Hi, sugar. Sweeter than... Now, Taylor, y'all... It is endearing when... not Taylor. It is endearing when JP cries. Because he cries real quick.
I will say this, too. This bitch knew she was getting engaged because she wore that dress.
Yeah, she did.
This is her, I'm getting engaged dress.
They all know. He dressed up too.
That's true.
I kind of wish they wouldn't. Sometimes I wish someone just like in their pajamas pants would do it. But he gets, so he's like, honey, you're sweeter than sugar.
Every moment you won't do.
I love you thicker than molasses off a tree limb. You're the most amazing woman I ever met. Will you marry me?
I love you more than a billy goat's pecker.
Oh, and I love them peckers. And she says, she says, I will.
I love you so much. You're an answered prayer.
And you're thinking, this is so happy and wonderful. What can go wrong?
Johnny and Chris. Johnny says, I see it being so easy with you, but I need to be truthful about where I'm at. And y'all, this guy is, it is almost like she just gut punched him. He has no idea this is coming.
It was like Lydia. It's like they both were just, I don't think we've ever had people on Love is Blind that seem so just sideswiped.
I disagree, though. I think Johnny has been a lot less clear than Izzy was.
That's true. That's true. I agree with that.
Because Johnny has basically said, oh, I can definitely see you in the future.
No, yeah, that's true. That's true.
So she says, I feel emotionally that I have a stronger connection to someone else. He hangs his head. And this is the thing he says. This is super grown up. I really appreciate it. I've really enjoyed our time together. And she says, I hope you find what you're looking for. Good luck to you. He's just crying, and y'all. Says,
you don't need to be in the room anymore. And she leaves, and he's just beautiful crying. And I'm just, and then I don't know if y'all saw it, but then he was crying on the couch. And then I walked in the pod,
mm-hmm.
and I said, oh, Chris. And I sat on the couch.
You dried his tears and then with your hair.
Uh-huh, and then the lights turned out, and you just hear. He's still crying. You still hear crying.
Yeah, okay.
But under the.
That's the norm. That's. Because it's not. It's wow. I was going to say, wow. It's normal for them to cry.
It is
yeah.
normal.
While it's happening. When they're barely conscious. So, Johnny's feeling Ooh. Bad about it. Chris is devastated.
Devastated.
And I wrote down, honey, you're going to be fine if you wind up getting out of these pods. Women are going to be your DMs like crazy.
Yeah.
If he doesn't wind up getting
engaged.
He'll
be fine.
Izzy and Johnny.
So she walks in and she's like, so I cut things off my number two. And Izzy says, yeah, I heard. And her thing was like, what? What happened? And I'm like, no, don't ask. Like, just say, that was between you. Again, people are, I think, in this letting their relationships with other people bleed into their relationships with other people in the pod. Keep it separate.
She says that she has relationship red flags that she was saying, I think, to set the bar low. She's not wrong, but they aren't the ones that she thought.
No.
But yeah.
She said, I thought it'd be easier. He's such a nice guy. And Izzy says, yeah, he has a really good heart, I can tell you. And see her face kind of go, ooh. Like,
yeah.
Oh no, he's a good guy. But anyway, she's like, you're my only person right now. My biggest fear is that I'm just going to be rejected. So basically she says, you're my number one. Don't kick me out. I don't have another option.
That's exactly what she tells him.
And
he says, are you afraid I would like, they were talking about seeing each other.
Which he's the one that said, I fear that you would reject me when you see me. And he is hot. So, which makes him hotter. It's like, were you a fat kid when you were younger? Because like he doesn't, you know what I mean? Like, ladies, that's the best. Date a hot guy who was a fat kid when he was young.
Inadequacy issues. I don't want that either.
You need that because if they were always hot, they're going to be an asshole. You need someone to.
You need something in the middle.
You've got it. No, because he says, like, I don't care about what somebody sees. When I see them, I want to see the person. I just worry about when they see me. But then, what did you think about all this? Because I need your perspective because just from working so much, and I knew never grew up with addiction at all, but from working in counseling and working a lot around people struggling mm-hmm. with addiction, I thought his reaction to her telling him this story was a bit strong.
It was. I think it had to do with a couple of things. Okay. And let me see if I can lay this out. She says, I didn't want to go into a relationship being the damaged one.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of in a joke, even though she really thinks that.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh.
Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Yeah, because he brought up that his ex gaslighted him. Gaslighted him a lot and made him feel really insecure. And that's when she said, I don't want to be the insecure one. If you hear my past. And so she said, that's where I don't want to be the damaged one.
Let's go through this and I'll tell you why. Sure. I think what gives him pause is maybe not what you're thinking.
Okay.
But I don't know if it was all the addiction stuff. I think it was the fact that she never loved her husband.
But
is what has that she says she never loved her
she
husband.
She loved her husband.
And this guy who could die changed everything about her current relationship.
Yeah, because what happened is she asked him if he's had addiction issues. He says no. She said, so I was with this guy. He was on drugs. We broke up.
And then later on,
I'm
married to someone else. And I get a Facebook message saying he died of an overdose. And then...
Things got rocky
with my then husband. So I think this is what he's saying.
Is it not that he loved him, but is it also too the fact that a prior relationship, because that someone died, you let that affect your current relationship?
Yes, that's where I think he was like, because
we don't know what affected him about it, because he really wasn't able to put words to it. He kind of shut down.
I think this was a lot for him to hear that. The marriage that she was in dissolved. It seems like she was the one who initiated the end of this.
We don't
know
a lot of details about how it ended. And he looks so, you just see his body language getting more and more uncomfortable as she is telling this.
Now, all that being said, it wasn't a good way to react to her being vulnerable, just in the same way that Uche did, not completely, not to any degree, but what he did say is, she kept saying, most people take these things for granted, but I don't. I want to have no regrets. And it does seem like, I think she's put a couple more traumas on the grocery store checkout line than he was expecting. But I think there's a lot of this.
Do you think Izzy is wanting, I wonder if, because he came from a pretty hard childhood and you know, broken, not feeling like family, do you think it's hard for him, he's looking for the perfect person with less issues.
That's fair.
Because he feels so shitty about himself.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway... He's like, I'm just processing everything. And he's like, does this worry you? And this is the thing. He's being honest here.
He says yes. Yeah, he was honest.
And so I'm glad. And so she
says. He was never crueler, though.
No.
They both were always kind to one another.
And then he says, and this is a good question. She doesn't handle it well. Do you feel like that anyone could
fill the role? I do think she handled it because she said, I'm concerned right now that you don't want to talk about it. I don't think she didn't say like talk. She let her feelings know.
Oh, no. I was saying, he said, do you think anyone could fill the role that your ex who died?
Oh.
And then she said, no, I'm totally capable of being love again. Yes, I feel that way.
Yeah. And I think I guess he hasn't been around. Maybe his mom. I guess he hasn't been around people with addiction.
I don't think so.
Because I feel like if you ever were familiar with that, you would know not to ask that. But in asking that question, that guy felt a role. He was. She was enacting. It wasn't even about love. It probably was so much about the addiction and her codependency and being so focused on fixing him.
I agree. He doesn't understand what... And I would say, I don't know if a lot of people who have not been involved with someone in addiction would know that.
But also, yeah. And also, it's kind of like with Aaliyah and the guy she cheated on years prior. Does this have anything to do with you now when this was 7 years ago?
That is true. It is.
It felt like so long ago, and I just went.
It has been 7 years.
That's a long time.
I agree with you. So I forgot about that.
Why would you think she wouldn't change?
I think
she was really young then.
Yeah.
Think about if you, thank God you were scared of commitment.
Yeah.
Because you would have dated so many drug addicts, like in relationships. Totally. I probably would have too.
So what do you think? He basically says it's not going to be productive. Let's call it a night. And
let's call it a day.
It is. I really think that he's not someone who does well. I think you could compare this and the Uche and the Aaliyah situation a little bit. Just see them as comparables and see how they're handled. One is definitely to a different degree. Mm-hmm. I would argue that what she was talking about, it's not necessarily what happened to her. It was her response to her boyfriend's death in codependency that ruined her marriage.
I think that's valid. That would kind of give me pause too, go, wait a minute.
So I think that's where things are different. It was 7 years ago.
Yeah. I definitely would be asking her, have you been to therapy? Because if she was saying things like no, then I'd be like, then sorry, you're going to have to do more work before we get married.
Right. And I will say, the way she did talk about the guy who OD'd did feel she romanticized it.
Yeah.
And it was, and the way she talked about it, because she's like.
And I think you didn't think it was 7 years ago, because she did talk about it like it had just happened.
Which, y'all, red flag.
Yeah.
If you haven't processed it.
Yeah. I hope she's been to like an Al-Anon meeting.
And so anyway, she leaves, he leaves, who knows what happens.
They kind of left like in a, let's just let this sit for the night. She's like, well, I think the ball's in your court. And Izzy says, yeah. He's like, I'm just overwhelmed right now. So back at the women's house.
This is the real red flag.
This is a real red flag. It's that already Johnny is talking to the girls. She's like, oh, I think I fucked up. I think it's done.
I let go of the guy who really loved me. Fuck.
And you're like, do you love that? Again, it goes, do you let go that I really loved you? Or did you let go of the guy who would say yes to you so you can be on a show?
Or did you let go of the guy who didn't necessarily fit your pattern?
Yeah, that's true as well.
Yeah. And then Johnny says, well, then this is where she turns. And she's like, well, all I know is he definitely doesn't do with Stacy, because Stacy is his Chris. And if he chooses her, he's going to regret it. I saw this. Let it be known. I could see this happening.
Well, you just said it now. You didn't say it in the first episode.
But I'm saying.
So how can we know? Well, you can't say let it be known. You didn't say it. It's like someone saying, I saw this.
I said
Hitler
it
was terrible.
I said it in the first episode. I'm like, she's going to go. She has potential to do all these things.
I don't remember that.
Exactly.
I don't remember that. Maybe he did.
Anyway.
You did.
It's.
It's going to be good.
No.
And then Taylor and JP, what are they going to do when they see each other? What are they going to do? We
Blackout.
Don't know. Blackout. I didn't watch the next episode.
I did. I only watched for 5 minutes.
You can't wait. You are the least patient person I know.
Well, I'll give you a little preview. Taylor comes out and she takes her mask off and it's the girl gremlin. But you know what? JP still loves her.
JP still loves her. He cried.
Yeah.
He was like, oh. Mm-hmm. Y'all, that's the show. Go to realitygaze.com for more information about us. Also, if you want to join, if you want to listen to episode 3, you got to join RG Plus at the $5 level. Again, that will give you Love is Blind. If you listen to our public feed show, our 90 Day Fiance, The Other Way, B90, you can jump up to the $8 tier and you get those shows commercial free for your pleasure, as well as Love During Lockup and Welcome to Plathville, which all is really it. Good right now. Again, September fully loaded. All right, everybody. That's the show. We're going to jump into episode 3 and 4, which have all dropped today as well. So that way you could, I hope you told your husband to take the kids and fuck off. You got to watch Love is Blind.
We need a national holiday.
We do.
Hopefully it's that Saturday.
Yes.
And you're basically just sitting there in your bra and panties.
Exactly. Eating double stuffed Oreos.
Even your dog knows not to bother you.
Yeah, that's the truth. All right, everybody. And if your dog is trying to get a pet from you and he scratches you and looks up at you and you look at him and you say, Frito, I can't deal with you, right now. You know why?
He goes, is Rav blind?
Love is blind.
Love is blind.
Love is blind.
Love is blind.
It's reality.